Okay, thank you. You know, the high-level revitalization forum discussions started on the 17th of December last year, and it has continued until today. And the parties have reached compromise and agreements on a number of issues, which are very important for South Sudan to end the conflict and start the process of reforms. However, they have not, in this process, developed trust and confidence that is necessary for successful implementation of this agreement. And so, on that basis, the civil society delegates decided and put up a letter asking on the parties as an appeal that they should commence with immediate effect conversations that would help to build trust and confidence among themselves to ensure that when they come to the transitional government, the next transitional government, they already they had already developed the relationship to accept one another and work together, and that will be helpful in the implementation of the peace agreement.
Well, Muhandis, as a civil society, you've been there and you've been following this process closely. Why do you think that the parties were not able to develop that trust, given the fact that they've been together for so long?
Well, you know, the whole structure of the high-level revitalization forum has been that the parties have been discussing through mediators. It has not been direct engagement among themselves. So they talk to mediators, and the mediators facilitate the discussions. And so in the process, it did not allow them to develop relations among themselves. That was in Addis. But when we came to Khartoum, the process moved to Khartoum. The parties even scattered in different locations. And so their mode of consultation has been that the mediators meet each party separately. And so this completely ruled out the opportunity for the parties to interact among themselves. But also there has been no specific focus on direct engagement to actually help them build trust. So a combination of all these factors has have been responsible for the failure of these parties to improve on their relations. And this has been manifested, if you can follow, in the impact when they meet. You see the body language, you see the statements that come out do not reflect kind of reconciliation among these parties.
When you say they are willing to pick up your proposals, is the mediators, are they the one who are willing to adopt a new mediation style, or the parties are the ones saying, yes, we are ready to engage in face-to-face or direct talks?
Well, two things. We raised this concern in our last plenary, and the Office of the Special Envoy were accepted and expressed willingness to provide support to any direct conversations among the parties. We have also, as civil society delegates, talked to the leadership of the different parties and delegations here, and they also expressed their willingness to engage directly among themselves. So this willingness is both on the side of the mediators, particularly the Office of the Special Envoy, and also on the side of the parties.
Yes, Muhandis, we understand that the parties have reached a very high or advanced stage. Don't you think that your proposal is a little late?
Well, it is not late. There is enough time to before the transitional period starts. There is this period of the pre-transition, and so it's not necessarily just here in Khartoum in alongside the negotiations, but discussions can commence and continue even when the parties leave Khartoum, even when the agreement is signed. The process of forming the next transitional government is long, and it's not going to be soon. First, they will spend like 8 months of reorganization of the security forces, and that period can be utilized effectively to engage. But at least there should be a starting point and a common understanding on that. starting here when they are all together, and extended to their principals as well. And so it is not late.
Yes, apart from the parties not engaging directly or having face-to-face talks, what are other things that you can tell us about the negotiation or the revitalization process? How is it, according to your assessment, how has it been going?
Well, it has not been easy, first of all, because we have different parties. For example, the opposition. In the opposition, there are several groups. These groups at some point work as a coalition of the South Sudan Opposition Alliance, and at some point they also differ among themselves. There is the SPLM in opposition as a separate opposition entity. And so you'll find groups providing completely diverging views and submissions. That has made the discussions quite challenging and make reaching compromise really difficult. However, the mediators have skillfully worked through all this with them, and as we speak, they have reached consensus on almost everything. And the document, the full version of this agreement, was supposed to have been signed 2 days ago. However, there were a few observations raised by the SPLM in opposition and I think the South Sudan Opposition Alliance. And so it's something that they're going to sort out. And once this is done, the final agreement will be initialed, pending only development of the metrics of implementation, and that may not also take long. So at least as we speak now, the parties have really, really made significant progress in really agreeing and reaching compromises on key issues that have been so contentious in the negotiations.